Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, Memory 112, Dumbo, the Flying Elephants, and the Barnstormer. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
And welcome to Memory 112 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou, and once again, I'll be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. What a great trip. We had so much fun. We did get to spend 2 days at Walt Disney World, with a day at the Magic Kingdom and 1 day at Epcot for the Flower and Garden Festival. While the weather on the second day wasn't the greatest, it was still much better than what my friends back home were experiencing. But we'll get to relive those days in the future. Today, let's continue our trip from September of 2013. Remember, it's a quiet day, a 3 out of 10 on touringplans.com. In Memory 111, we just finished meeting Ariel and we're trying to figure out what to do next. From where we're actually standing, if you look to your left, you can see Storybook Circus area Fantasyland, and right there is Dumbo. So, that seemed like the perfect choice. We'll plop the kids in the stroller and start down the path towards the Big Tops. As we roll up, there's almost no wait for the ride, but we figure a few minutes in the air conditioning and some time to just run around sounds like a great idea for the kids. So we let the kids go free in the play area in Dumbo's queue, and Tracy and I kind of chase them around a little bit, so you'll get to hear some of that as well. You'll hear them stepping on things while they play, or just having fun climbing around. Eventually, though, we decide it's time to go ahead and ride the ride. After the ride, we decided to just hop back in line and ride again. The waits are so small, we might as well, you know? I still can't believe how great the crowds are that day. After we finish our second ride, we'll move on to the next attraction, the Barnstormer. Now, this is our first thrill ride with the kids. We really are pushing to try and get the kids to enjoy some of this stuff because we know they will. We're not sure if this is going to be a good idea yet, though. We talk the kids into it, and they don't seem to be too worried as we get in line, and we make our way to the ride and take a seat in the middle of the train, and we're off. Sadly, just as we're getting to the top, Susie, who's riding with me, is scared, probably more terrified. Thankfully, it's a short ride, and we're off in no time, but I might have scared my daughter a little bit too much, and as we exit, though, we're greeted by probably the most amazing cast member who makes Susie so proud that she finished it and she did it. She still won't go back again, but she's much happier. And sadly, in our recent trip, she didn't end up getting a chance to try again. But she was willing to give it a shot, and we ended up doing some other thrill rides, though, so we'll cover those in future memories. This, again, is where we're going to end the memory, and we'll pick back up next time with more fun from the Magic Kingdom. So I thought I'd switch things up in the voiceover stuff a bit. and, you know, just add the closing part here so you don't have to listen to me again. So did my day sound familiar to something that you had? Did this experience, you know, trigger a memory that it, for you? Please come share it with all of us, and while you're at it, leave me some feedback on the show simply by visiting the WDW Memories website at wdw-memories.net. There you can find out how to contact me, leave feedback on the show, connect with me on Google+, Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest, view my photos on Flickr and videos on YouTube. And don't forget, you can always reach me on the voicemail line at 336-WDW-MEM-0 and leave your memories and feedback that way. If you like the show and you want to help others find it, a review on iTunes moves us up the search results list, or maybe mention us on a tweet or Facebook or Google+ or Pinterest or Vine or whatever your social media of choice is to help get the word out about the show. Finally, if you'd like to help to support the podcast in some small way, you can click the donate button where you'll be redirected to PayPal. Here you can make a one-time donation or recurring donation of any amount you like, and don't forget you can check out the affiliate links on the website for other great information that helps support the show. Some of those funds have already gone to the purchase of the new recorder, which has greatly improved the quality of my in-park recordings and allowed me to record for an entire day. Now, today's memory is in binaural, so I suggest putting on those headphones to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we fly above the skies of Fantasyland with a little elephant, and then dip and dive with Goofy.
All right, hop in your seats.
There we go.
Actually, Suze, why don't you just walk? We're just going to go around the corner. Turn around behind us. Tell me what you see. Where are you? Dumbo. Should we go ride Dumbo? Fix it. Five minutes. Hop out, Mikey. Can you keep an eye on them for a second? Stay with Mommy. you still need to make that phone call? Because you can play around in here for a few minutes. We can let the kids play in the air conditioning. Hold on, guys. Four. I think we may want to play for a few minutes. Are you going to buzz us or do we just come back?
No, you want to go back.
Okay. What do you think, Mikey? Go ahead. Hey, Suze. You don't want to go up there? It's a slide. Hey. Mikey. They can buzz me whenever, if they're ready for us to go, but there's no way. So he said, just bring it back. But that's how they control the line. Put his hat backwards on him?
Yes.
Can you fix the top one, Suze? Oh, can't quite reach it, huh? I was curious if you step on that in the middle if it does something. Mikey, come here. Susie, step on the footprints. There's a lion in there. Over here, come on, there's some more footprints. Jump on him. You do that. Jump on him. Jump on it.
Can you stomp on it, Mikey? Stomp on the footprints. Michael, stomp. Oh, stomp, stomp, stomp. Go stomp, stomp.
Oh, look up, Mikey. Mikey.
Gentlemen, boys and girls, so you'll fly high above the circus with the amazing Thumbo.
Mikey. You want to go ride Dumbo now? Mikey, Susie, let's go ride Dumbo. Right. Return. Thanks. I don't care. Sure. The smells. No. You thought it smelled like a circus?
We recommend that you please use a photo opportunity located outside the exit. For your safety, it is very important that everyone remain fully seated while Dumbo is in motion. Thank you and enjoy your flight.
You want to just... Susie, stay right with me.
You know, this is a real high flight. So to make your flight a safe one, be sure to stay seated.
Here, Susie, let's ride in this one. You want this one? This is the one we're riding in then. Susie, this one or that one? What do you want? Pick it, pick it, pick it, pick. All right, hop in. Dumbo doesn't move. Oh, there it goes. Here we go. You go up.
Yeah.
Whee! Go down? Oh, I think the ride's over. Hey, Susie.
Okay,
everybody. Susie. Over here. Mikey. All right.
This is your ringmaster. Tell him to come out. Make sure you fight your safe. Make sure to stay safe.
We can do another one. All right, let's go back out. You want to do that again? All right, we'll go get in line. Keep up with mommy. Yeah. Oh, they may not be letting people over on that side. Go ahead, Mikey. Hey, Suze. I want to take her on this. Susie! Let's go on this afterwards. No. This is the Barnstormer.
It's Goofy.
It's Goofy's Barnstormer. Look. Come on, Susie. I don't know. We'll have to look. How about we do that after this, okay? Susie, you find it. You gonna control it again this time?
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah, your turn.
No, it's your turn. You're the pilot. Isn't your name Pilot Susie? Alright, you ready?
To make your pecking order fly higher, just raise the magic letter light for you. Okay, Dumbo, let's get this show on the road!
Whee! Hey, Susie. Whoa, I heard fireworks. Look at the castle. You can go down? Let's go down low. No, that's up. Make us go down. You want to stay high? Just a little bit. Yeah, I bet you it's pretty at night, huh?
Oh, my goodness, Daddy, we're all
dried up. Yeah, I think the ride's gonna end.
Okay, everybody, now just hold your horses. Until Dumbo comes to a stop, then you can walk to the nearest exit. See you soon.
All right. Now let's go ride Goofy's Barnstormer. It's not scary, Susie. No. Never.
Awesome.
Well, they're about to do it again. Let's go find out. He what? Let's go see if we can. Let's go find out. I don't know. It's right there. Inches. He's 36, right? He's 36, we think. Yep, looks like it. You're tall enough.
You're a big girl.
Oh, there goes the train, Mikey. Just pick him up.
I don't even remember.
Don't we need to go?
Mikey,
Mikey, come over here.
Come here, please. I need to go.
Right on up.
Thank you.
Right on up.
I'm marking off what we've done. Optimized touring plan. What? I'm right here with you. What are you going to say to me? She's going to what? I know. Okay,
huh?
So find number three, Susie. Look down on the floor. You see a three? All right. Great. Hang on to it. hang on to it.
Mommy's gonna hold it for you, okay? So it doesn't fall off.
Wait, wait, wait. We're gonna get to ride the next one, okay? This is Goofy Barnstormer. Goofy got a plane. And we're gonna ride on Goofy's plane, okay? No, a barnstormer is a type of plane. That's all it is. So we're gonna ride around Goofy's, ride around the circus with Goofy. He's gonna fly us around, okay? Does that sound like fun? So we'll fly around Dumbo, we'll fly around the circus, do some signs, buy some signs and stuff like that, okay? Does that sound like fun? Okay, here we go. Wait. We're gonna go right here. Sorry, you okay? Okay, you ready? Here we go. We're gonna go up. Do you see Dumbo yet? Where's Dumbo at? There's Dumbo over there. And here we go. Whee! You ready? Here we go. Ready? Thank you for trying it. We don't have to do it again, okay? We'll do it again when you get older. Thank you. Did you get?
Actually, I'm gonna say that's not a little faster than Thunder Mountain.
No, Thunder Mountain can be faster. Thunder Mountain's faster. No, she wasn't quite big enough.
Should we?
What did you think of it?
Great!
Let's have a hand for ourselves.